Good morning. I thought that I would try my hand at a morning ramble. I'm driving. My car is rather crunchy. It was manufactured the same year that I graduated from high school. So I'm sorry if she hurts your ears. I've been thinking a lot about the evolution of my sexuality. I even hesitate to use the word evolution because it's more like, I mean, I was always the way that I am, which is bisexual, but I guess it was like a journey of discovery. That's a better way to put it. I remember, I think that I got the sex talk pretty young. I don't know. I can't say. It all seems very normal when it's the only point of reference that you have. I was 9 when I got the sex talk. And my parents gave me a book and told me, just look at the pictures. Don't read anything. And so, of course, that backfired fantastically. I read the whole book cover to cover. And then I asked them, you know, what's all this about masturbation? Is this a real thing? Am I being punked? And embarrassingly, I think later that day I announced in my little 9-year-old voice to the world that, hey, I think I'm gonna try to give that masturbation thing a try. Eh? See what that's all about. Mortifying. And then I remember that it really didn't do anything for me, and oh, I need oil. I forgot about that. Anyway, it didn't do anything for me, and so I just, I guess that my sexual blossoming stopped there until I hit puberty. Not surprisingly. And then I went through nobody's really typical. I started to feel attracted towards boys. And discovered the internet when I was stuck at home for a very long time, beginning of high school. And to this point, I mean, 9th grade, I had been through puberty for 3 years. At this point, I discovered pornography and cybersex, and it was all very exciting. And my masturbation game drastically improved. And then, 2nd year of high school, I remember seeing this girl, and I was the only girl in my year to have made varsity, and we did a lot of out-of-town trips, and I kept seeing this girl from a different school, different town, at all the volleyball meets, and she just drove me to distraction. And at this point, I'd been exposed to other girls who were bi and gay. I think there was one of each on my volleyball team. And I was also attracted to this gorgeous, androgynous, tall, heavenly woman. Woman. We were all girls. But, on my team, I got to see her every day. And she was the epitome of straight. And that's the thing. So, I thought, was I. I kind of wrote my attraction off as girl crushes. Which, why that needs quantifying. Now I kind of just say crushes. But that was the norm. It was the language of the day for me. So I went through high school. I actually went to a boarding school, and I lived in a girls' dorm for 2 years. And there were stirrings of attraction towards some of the other girls, but nothing like those two volleyball players. So I just kind of wrote it off as everybody can be attracted to one type of person or two, at least from the opposite gender. You know, they were girl crushes. Didn't mean anything for my identity. So graduated from high school, moved again, back to the States, and, I went through a really, really promiscuous period, when I got my first car, when I was 18, and I was making way too much money. I didn't have any responsibilities, and so I was a very impulsive young woman, and I felt like I was surrounded with beautiful people. And I met this woman. She was my age, and we traveled in the same circles. And our circles were very, very sexual circles. I'll just leave it there. So a strange dynamic kind of developed between myself and her, and it's embarrassing now to admit, but I think the reason it developed was because we wanted to catch the attention of men primarily. Ugh. Well, another mortifying part of my life. But we agreed to we wanted to date. We were going to date. We were going to be girlfriends. But it was very superficial. We were really good friends. And we occasionally had sex, but always with an audience. Which I really regret now. So I was so attracted to this girl. I wasn't cheating on anyone to, you know, being with her. That was a great opportunity for exploring that I just squandered. So I was distracted by the dick. That's what I say to that. 18-year-old chirpy. Ugh. Anyway, it hadn't occurred to me that I was bi, even at this point. I had my pseudo relationship with another woman, and I still just thought that she was one of those rare people of the same gender that I could be attracted to, because that was just how people were. Everybody's got a handful of people that they can have a boy crush on or a girl crush on. It doesn't mean anything. So anyway, I should really have stayed away from penises for a while, because I got pregnant, I had a child. life happened. Anyway, within the last, I'll say 3 years, it's really become obvious to me that although I've only ever had serious romantic relationships with men, that I am very much bisexual. And, motorcycle. Very much bisexual. And I sometimes feel guilty because I'm not out to my parents. My brother is. He's also bisexual. I don't know if there's any meaning behind that. I always kind of expected that he would be really super gay. So I was actually surprised to learn that he was bi. So we're both bi. My parents know about him, and they had such a negative reaction that I don't really feel the need to tell them, honestly. They've proven to be fairly fragile with regard to receiving shocking news about their children. But I feel guilty because I'm not what you would call out and proud, I guess. I'll tell anyone who has no connection to my parents that, yeah, I'm a bisexual person. All my workmates know. Anyone who could never possibly let it slip to my family knows. But I still feel this guilt because I feel like if I don't tell someone, or if I was not to go out in public and show massive amounts of physical affection towards another woman, that nobody would know. And I've had gay and lesbian friends tell me before that I was just in a phase. And I've seen that happen to other people on the internet. I've talked to other bisexual women and men to whom that's happened. And I mean, it's a valid identity, a complete, fully formed identity. And I almost feel like a responsibility to be like this bisexual spokesperson when there are so few of us, at least in the area that I live. I feel like I need to wear bisexual flag buttons and put a bisexual flag bumper sticker on my car, and I don't know. I don't know why I feel that weight. Maybe I'm just a glutton for punishment, but anyways, the good news is that I learned that about myself. I accepted it about myself. And I'm trying to teach my children to do the same. I've already had the talk with my son, and I've told him whatever identity he realizes that he has, I will love him unconditionally. And I really wished that I'd had that as a child, so I hope that he can appreciate it. Or maybe I hope he doesn't ever realize that it's anything other than something to be taken for granted. Sorry, I had to go through the drive-thru, get some Dunkin' Donuts! Donuts! I want him to... I want my children to never even know that some parents don't accept their children. I would rather that they didn't feel like any of their experiences were abnormal. But, you know, progress is being made. I really believe that. Anyway, there's no profound epiphanies or anything that you couldn't have lived without knowing, but thank you for letting me ramble, and if you've listened this far, thank you for hearing me. I hope you have a wonderful day.